So if our intelligence, how can we make it like a mother who can, with both affection and firmness, control the childlike mind? So we all have a certain level of capacity for self-control. Even in material life, even in sense gratification, you need self-control. What does that mean? Suppose, say there is a cricket match, which is late night or early morning. You know, people either stay all night awake or they wake up early in the morning. Let's say if there is a cricket match in Australia, maybe it starts at 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock in India. From World Cup final, that people wake up at that time. So they wake up and watch, or they stay awake. If you see that even to do anything, even to enjoy materially, people need some level of focus. We may not call it self-control in a spiritual sense, but that level of focus is required. And you see, if a cricket match is going on and say the final overs are coming up, and suddenly somebody comes in between, or somebody starts, some distraction comes, you know, people get move aside, and they want to focus. So the capacity to focus is there within all of us. So it just needs to be directed towards Krishna. Or take the example, say that somebody says, I'm extremely lazy. No, I just sleep, I just oversleep, I just don't feel like doing anything. Well, I don't have any determination. Well, even if you say I don't have any determination, still even that person has the determination to be lazy. Isn't it? Because laziness, actually speaking, doesn't feel good. It feels missing. Somehow I may evade some work by being lazy, but afterwards I feel bad. Why did I not do that work? And then others taunt me and I feel bad about that. And afterwards, anyway, later I have to do that work. That burden also comes on me. But in spite of all that, still I hold on to that laziness. So that is determination. Of course, that is determination of a perverse kind, and the more appropriate word for that is obstinacy, is stubbornness. But whether we call it positively as determination or negatively as obstinacy, there is that firm intention to hold on to something. So we all have determination inherently. Dhritarashtra, you know, he says, attached to the kingdom, Dhritarashtra. Strongly holding on to the kingdom. Now that attachment is bad because it was towards something undesirable. But that undesirable direction of the attachment indicates the presence of an underlying capacity for determination, for focus. So our very lack of determination demonstrates our capacity for determination. Because when we are saying I'm not determined about something, that means I am determined about something else. So if you just understand this point that we all have the capacity for determination, then that itself takes out this thing that, oh, I cannot be determined. That negativity that is there, that goes away. Then we have to find out, okay, what is the capacity that I have right now? So I have that, you know, if I decide, oh, I eat too much, I do too much sense gratification while eating. So I'll not take sweets. If I decide like that, now, if I try to think, I'll never take sweets throughout my life. You know, I recently, it's very good determination. You know, lifelong, I will not take sweets. But then that lifelong doesn't even stay one day long. It is realistically like, okay, in this meal, I'll take only one sweet. I'll not take two sweets. I'll not take three sweets. I'm just giving sweets as one example. It's not that sweet taking is a very bad thing. It's, as I said, it's bona fide enjoyment within Krishna consciousness. The only problem is that if we enjoy prasadam too much, we cannot enjoy Krishna in any other forms. So we enjoy a lot of prasadam in class, we are sleeping, in japa we are sleeping. So that is, so there has to be, that regulation is there so that we can receive and relish Krishna in all his manifestations, his different manifestations. But the point is, this prasadam is simply an example to illustrate that we have to find out what is our present capacity for determination. And we all have some capacity. And we take that capacity and build on that. So I may find that, okay, there are so many activities, bhakti, I don't like, I can't do kirtans too much, I can't do japa too much. But, you know, if I hear some nice classes, I like that. or if I study some book, I like that. So then we're like, whatever we have attraction towards, whatever we have capacity to do, we make a commitment in that. So for example, if I say that everything that I'm doing in bhakti, I will do with complete wholehearted focus, that's very difficult to sustain. On some days of inspiration, we might be able to do it. So that way, the intelligence cannot absolutely control and focus the mind constantly. There are some things in which we can control and focus. So if we just do that, through that the mind becomes purified gradually. And as it becomes purified, it becomes attracted towards Krishna, and then it is able to focus on Krishna in his other manifestations also. And secondly, within, as I said about the capacity of focus also, there is a range. It is not that we have to have an absolutely high standard of Krishna consciousness all the time. So for example, every day I may not be able to focus on Krishna, but still I can chant the holy name. So the verbal activity of chanting is good enough. So there is a certain level of control that is there. And we can try to increase absorption as we move onwards. So absorb ourselves in some things where we really put our heart and try to connect. And other things, at least have the regulation. So it's like the mother is giving the medicine, even the child is moving the head. If the mother just makes sure that the child's head moves, but you're not able to keep the child completely focused. But don't let the child stay away like that. When the child goes away, bring it back. At least some drops will go inside. So in some cases, you may be able to focus absolutely and take in the full dosage. In some other cases, it not be full dosage, but at least let partial dosage go on. And in that way, as we become purified, we'll find that that capacity for absorption in Krishna increases. And our, as our devotional satisfaction increases, then the mind becomes more and more healed. Till we come to a level, which we seem very far away right now, where the mind itself becomes our friend. The mind starts developing a taste for Krishna. So at that time, bhakti becomes joyful. Till that time, bhakti will be a struggle. So often the problem comes when we have unrealistic expectations. That bhakti will be joyful. Krishna says, Yesham tu antagatam papam jananam punya karmana. Te dvandva moha nirmukta bhajante maam drudhavrata. So in 7.28 it says, drudhavrata, the determined bhakti will come when yeshan tu antagatam papam, when the sins go away, jananam punya karmana, when a person practices punya for a considerable amount of time and gives a pap, then the drudhavrata, the determined bhakti will come. So till that time, with whatever determination, we have to practice bhakti. If we have the unrealistic expectation that everything will be, I'll become pure and I'll become focused and I'll become absorbed in every activity that I do in bhakti, that itself is unrealistic. Have a realistic understanding that there will be struggles, but just because there are struggles doesn't mean I have to give up. I have some capacity, let me act with that capacity and then I'll build on it gradually. Did I answer your question? Want to add something? Any other questions?